coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
You're rocking the boat. Well, that's literally, if there's waves, there's going to be a boat rocking.
Right.
And if the boat's rocking...
Village Idiom. Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that every week we take a popular saying, take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once while interesting, if we're really lucky, educational dive into its usage, its meaning, its origins, but mostly we're going to use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark.
And I am Skinny.
How are you, brother?
It's good, man.
Good, good, good.
Yes, it's been so gorgeous out there.
It has been.
Yeah, I've been...
This is a good week.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you often go topless with... the Jeep, and I'm like...
I almost went topless for this episode.
Yeah? Actually, this is about the color of our skin, so...
I just thought it would make a big... Yeah, that's true. I just thought it would make a big impact. Like, it would
be the one
change, would change things for us. It would
change things.
It would send out ripples.
Yeah.
Oh, there'd be ripples.
Oh, there'd be ripples. Yeah, a wide pan on my body will show you ripples. Ripples of flab. Flipples.
Yeah. No, that was my... my stupid attempt at introducing today's idiom.
Oh,
because it would have a big impact.
I see. You know what? It's ham-handed, but it's a segue.
Yeah. So here's have you heard of the movie The Terminal List? Terminal List?
Yes.
With, I think, Chris Pratt?
I don't know, but I've heard of the name.
He's going to introduce today's idiom.
Perfect.
And it goes a little something like this. Hit it.
Assassination would make waves.
Still no video. They didn't fix that? Anyway, so he said,
an assassination would make waves.
An assassination
making would make waves.
So make waves, yeah. Not assassination.
It's a... What, at first, when I looked at making waves, I'm like, well, there's the obvious, but I was wondering if there was something deeper about...
Deeper, I get it.
Actual making waves. Like waves, like hand gestures. And then this idea came to me...
I'm in airplane mode. How is this Wi-Fi possible? Is on.
Making waves, like different types of like hand gestures. And then this comedic idea came to me, which I've not seen, and I know you're a dinosaur fan. Imagine a T-Rex doing jazz hands.
Okay.
So that he's it. Like, and I don't know, that visual to me of like the old-timey, like a barbershop-y with a little hat, like the short hat with the brim, little cane.
Tiny little hands. I thought you were making a different joke, because his hands are so tiny that if you waved it all, it'd be a microwave.
Oh, I see. No.
I was waiting for it.
No microwave. Just, it's the idea of a T-Rex doing jazz hands.
Making waves. Yeah, it's probably been done.
It's too, like, right in front of your face.
Yeah, the cane is against his throat because his arms are so...
Little jazz hands. Yeah. So,
that's funny.
Yeah, there's something there that would be amusing to use. I could see a visual gag.
Yeah, totally. You'd need to just get one of those T-Rex inflatable suits.
He's making waves. Yeah.
Yeah, so making waves means causing a disturbance, like interrupting the flow. That's why I said doing this episode topless would have made a big impact. It would have made waves.
It would have made waves.
Now, I did notice, and we'll get into origins, but I did notice when I was looking up this that it's more often said, don't make waves. I found way more references.
You should make waves.
To not, like, don't make waves.
Make waves, bro. Like an encouragement.
Yeah, there's a lot more negative sides to it.
The flood of happiness. You need to get out there and make some waves,
Make some waves.
Some big curlers.
This was the example I made note of how to use it. Lady Gaga made waves when she first came out as an artist wearing a meat dress.
Like a positive. Wow.
Well, it's not positive or negative. It's that she impacted pop culture. She made some waves. It was controversial. Yeah, so making waves is often controversial, but it's disrupts. It influences more than you want it to.
So the next on the making of waves, my mind went to like those pools where they have the wave generators.
Oh, yeah. You're
making waves.
Like a wave pool.
That's a good name for it. And because I think it was recently in the news, we're talking about rogue waves. I don't know if you're catching these things.
No.
And so the gist of it is that apparently with frequency... it happens where waves pile on top of each other and amplify, and out of nowhere comes a larger-than-life one wave. Like, and so the waves are doing their normal thing, and then one double the height wave will come ripping
just like
along.
The butterfly effect, yeah. Sort of kind of thing.
Yeah, called a rogue wave. Yeah, so where like a fishing vessel or whatever can be, and so as I was looking at it, it came up in that show. What are you doing to my voice?
I'm trying to fix
that
it.
George Clooney movie, The Perfect Storm.
Yeah,
yeah, and there was they were out there fishing, and then this rogue wave came.
Oh yeah, was Mark Wahlberg in that?
I don't know, probably as a dolphin or something.
What?
So a rogue wave, and then the good. Rabbit trail went down to rogue holes.
Okay, I don't know this.
Okay. Me neither. I didn't know much about it. It's
like holes, H-O-L-E-S.
Yes, it's the inverse of a rogue wave. And so
in the ocean?
Yes. And so like at whatever point that a rogue hole, the inverse of...
like a whirlpool kind of hole?
Instead of amplitude, it's like the negative amplitude. So that, you know, like the rolling waves of an ocean.
So the downside of that.
Yeah, so the downside of a rogue wave is that these pockets of rogue holes.
Wow.
Sounds terrifying.
A rogue hole would be below sea level, obviously.
And then...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I guess that makes sense. If there's a rogue wave that way, it's got to have the...
counterbalance somewhere?
Yeah.
Weird. I don't know how it...
But if
claim
you,
to know how it works.
If you didn't see the rogue wave and only saw the rogue hole coming across...
Well, if a rogue wave comes at you, I don't know if a rogue hole is behind it, or do just rogue holes just...
Can rogue holes travel on their own, or is there always
if
a rogue wave?
If there's a
wave?
Rogue hole in a forest by itself, does anyone hear it? Think about that. I don't know what the deal is with it, just that it came up as well. A rogue hole.
Huh. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
It's not even funny. It's just interesting.
Anyway.
Rogue holes.
Making waves.
Making waves.
You heard it here.
The clip that came to mind from Don't Make Waves was, I don't know if you remember, from The Lord of the Rings. Very geeky. Got my geek on.
Okay.
And they're outside of the dwarven entrance to the mountain. And Merry and Pippin, at least in the movie, are throwing stones. And then, like, Aragorn says to them, don't disturb the waters.
Really?
Yeah. Because
so that's basically Don't Make Waves.
Yeah. It's like you don't know what stirs underneath it. But apparently in the book, it was Frodo who said it to Boromir. Boromir was, like, having a tantrum, threw a big rock in the water.
Yeah. I'm not very Lord of the Rings savvy, so.
Why do I bother?
The names you're saying, I'm like, yep.
Anyways, illegitimate children, I'm looking for new friends. And if if you have a slightest bit of culture out there, send us a message.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So,
fair
Lord
enough.
Of the Rings, Rogue Waves.
I didn't know. Pokemon last week.
These conversations, the worst. Where are you?
I don't know.
Get your nerdness is depleting.
I appreciated
you've been
the
standing out, you've been
the short arm T-Rex thing.
You've been hanging out. Okay. You got that.
I've been hanging out with what?
Like cool people instead of nerds.
Is there a difference?
Apparently.
Well, what would cool people talk about?
I don't know. You tell me. Because you don't know the nerd stuff anymore.
I think it's more that I'm just out of it.
You've been busy doing other things?
Yeah. No, I'm just like...
keeping up on your nerd lore?
Can't keep up with the pop culture.
Anything. Pop culture? It's Lord of the Rings. That's some old stuff.
Well, what's the opposite of pop culture? Old culture? History?
History? Maybe. One gets a cool name. One does it.
It feels like pop culture because it definitely got a new life with all the movies.
So what do you think about this then in terms of making waves? Do you feel like as a person and illegitimate children... yeah, you can chew on this. It's better to just shut up and mind your P's and Q's, mind your business, or is it better to make your opinion known because you have one?
That's a tricky thing to answer because I think if you're making waves for a positive, and everybody's going to have a different opinion of what the positive waves are.
Yep, they do.
So I think if somebody was making waves trying to make kidnapping really popular... they're really making waves in that kidnapping industry. I think I'd be disappointed. But if they're making waves
in a
world peace.
Oh, they're really making waves in world peace.
Yeah. Then great.
Yeah. Think of all the positive making waves things that we've. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mixing it up a bit.
Yeah. I think making waves just means you're rocking the boat. Well, that's literally if there's waves, there's going to be a boat rocking.
Right.
And if the boat's rocking.
Is If this boat's a rocking, someone's making waves.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. There's this, like, is there a timing about when you think making waves is appropriate? I need to make waves about this. I need to.
Yeah, I think there is. Like, if there's an injustice somewhere, it's time to make some waves. Hmm. If there's people are becoming lackadaisical about a certain issue in the community, it's time to wake some waves, open some eyes.
According to your perspective?
According to, well, yeah, of course, according to my perspective, but it will depend on the subject.
It's like all the waves that are out there in the world. Current issues, and there's two sides of every issue.
Yeah, there's a rogue wave and there's a rogue hole.
And when
I'm rooting for the wave.
Right, because you don't want to be a rogue hole.
No.
No.
I know some rogue holes. Let me tell you.
The world is full of rogue holes.
I'd rather people make some waves. And to be fair, I'm a big proponent of freedom of speech and thought.
Yeah.
And so if just speaking your mind causes waves, I mean, there is a time and place. If your purpose is to make the wave, not what the wave might do, then just be quiet. If all you're doing is kicking the bee's nest with no end result
in
mind.
Even if you feel that you're on the right side of it, so some people should just shut up?
No, I'm saying if you're on the right side of it, speak your mind. You have the freedom.
We always feel like we're on the right side of it. That's why we say it.
Yeah, but some people don't even believe what they're saying. They just want to make the wave.
Okay.
They don't care what the wave does.
These folks have no conviction about something.
Yes, they just
like to watch the chaos.
Yeah. Then I wish they'd be quiet. But if there's purpose, then I'd like to see your wave.
And in the meantime, you can just keep it zipped and don't be a rogue hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Huh, that's an interesting thought.
So we've got rogue holes listening today. Our apologies. Going to be canceled by the rogue holes.
I guess not. Jazz hands. T-Rex jazz hands. That'll fix things.
Exactly.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I don't know if we accomplished anything in that conversation, but.
Yeah, it's.
Making waves can be.
Because like
Lady
going
Gaga
home.
Didn't say anything wearing. Wait, she didn't voice anything wearing a meat dress.
Someone is bound making waves.
So it's like there's a lot of in like pop culture celebrities that make waves just to stay in the news.
Sure.
They're not really doing anybody any good.
So making a meat dress, there's going to be a group that's like, and that's funny watching all those people lose their minds over a meat dress.
I can't stop thinking about what that smelled like. She had to wear that through what, a whole awards show. Raw meat dress.
Being attacked by dogs. No, so there's going to be one side that says, so finally someone's standing up for Big Beef. Like, the Big Beef, and she could be our spokeswoman.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? She's right
Lady
there.
Gaga's got it.
There she is. She's got it all. How many innocent animals had to die for her to have a meat dress?
One. It wasn't so innocent. He was a bit of a rogue hole himself. Killed several people of the farming community.
And so there's going to be, even on that one thing, there's going to be people that feel like they're on the right side of it.
Right.
Yeah. So just speak, everyone.
I mean, if everyone can speak, I think the truth will rise to the surface. If nobody can, because you're not allowed to make waves, then somebody gets to dictate the truth. Now it's getting deep, but.
Oh, man. Wow. That did.
Anyway.
Hopefully you get smarter out there, village of my children. I'm not sure what just happened, but I felt a chill. I don't know if you felt it too.
That was a rogue wave coming through. Euripides? Throwback.
Throwback. Anyways, we should probably find out where this actually comes from.
Oh, you want to do that?
Let's do it.
We have a job to do today?
We do.
All right, well, let's get into it.
I said some words. Where'd they go?
So this is not going to be the most lengthy of origin stories, but we know a few things. We know that it dates back, here's the funny thing. The internet's a funny thing.
It is. Hilarious.
Where does this idiom come from? And site after site and quote after quote says it goes back to the 1900s. I'm like, so like a couple years ago?
Right, it's really recent.
And then you find references to the 60s. So I'm going to go with it goes back to at least the 60s. There is definitely a correlation with don't rock the boat, don't make waves, the ripple effect.
Upset the apple cart?
Yeah, upset the apple cart. I was trying to keep it water-based.
Okay.
But yeah, it's the...
Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
There's one. So don't rock the boat, ripple effect, don't upset the apple cart. I did have that one down. I just avoided it. But yeah, don't... kicking the bee's nest. Mm-hmm. But that's all with the word don't in front of it. It seems like it's a negative thing, whereas make waves could
I'm gonna be make a good waves. Thing.
Like, I'm going to change the world. I'm going to make waves.
Are you?
No, but...
Are you?
It could have a... So here's a few things. I'll start with the simpler of the explanations of the origin. So the Oxford English Dictionary has a citation from 1925 by Kimbo, which they add in brackets, presumably a pseudonym, real name unknown. And here is the quote from Tropical Tales by Kimbo, 1925. Back at the foul, stinking bog, Potts heard himself hailed by the well-known voice of his late father. Hello, sonny. Slip in gently. For the Lord's sake, don't make any waves.
Hmm.
That's the quote. So that goes back to 1925. So
I think Kimbo sounds more like Forrest Gump in my brain.
So I said it goes back to the 60s because even though this is said in 1925 in print,
be it's careful really... when you get in the boat, Jenny.
don't make any waves.
Kimbo.
This is not said so metaphorically. He's literally slipping into the water. So not really metaphorical, but it is what Oxford English Dictionary quotes as an early citation.
So making waves, like I think things like sharks, where the things that are attracted, that Lord of the Rings, don't disturb the still water,
right.
Where things that are attracted to waves being made, like sharks or whatever creature was in Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
Yeah. The more you're flipping and flapping, the more you're attracting chaos.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's
meant I wish that somebody way. Would tell that one row of drunk spectators at the sports game to stop making waves.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't want to stand up anymore.
Come on, section.
Let's do it again.
Come on, section. Woo! We'll get it going.
Yeah, hey, we could do one. Okay, look at the camera.
Okay.
Here we go. Woo! There it is. We just did a wave. It's way better with two people.
No, people are definitely...
Saying, or we could do...
Don't make the waves.
Don't do the breakdancing wave.
Right. The snake. Okay.
So here's more origin. So the catchphrase, this is not official. This is, I stumbled across this, and there were other people that said similar things, but not in such detail. So this is what I'm going with. So the idiom making waves is the punchline, or don't make waves, is the punchline of an old joke that as I was reading this, I'm going to read it as I read it. I'm going to read it as I read it. Yeah, these aren't my words is what I'm saying. I'm reading this. But as I got closer to the supposed joke, I'm like, oh, I think I actually have heard that joke. So it's generally, we've already talked about the general use of this idiom. Let me skip ahead here. Some people equate it with rock the boat, blah, 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 blah. Don't make way, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Here's the joke, or here's... lost my place. Don't make waves, for example, has its derivation explained by John Bailey Lloyd of Beaches Heaven, New Jersey. Here's the joke, supposed joke. The soul of a debauchee. Have you ever heard that word?
No.
Someone so, like, who I guess has...
So someone who's debaucherous is the debauchee?
The debauchee.
And the person who had the debauchery upon them was debaucher? The debaucher and the debauchee?
Maybe.
Interesting.
The soul of a debauchee... Sounds like one of those little portable barbecues you take to the beach.
You cook your meat on the debauchee?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The soul of a debauchee arrives in hell, which also you could roast some weenies there. The devil offers him the choice of one of three doors to enter and stay for eternity.
It's like terrible Monty Hall. Okay.
Yeah. From behind the first door comes a sound of drinking and revelry.
Okay.
From the second, the sound of merriment. From the third, a chorus crying... Don't make waves. Curious, he chooses the third. The devil opens the door to a Dante-esque scene in which thousands of souls are standing up to their chins in foul muck and mire and fill in the blank, wailing to each new arrival, don't make waves. or you'll get it in your mouth. Mm-hmm. And so she says, the person writing this, is that it's all been shortened down to don't make waves comes from this joke from the 60s.
Wow. That seems like it's possible.
It's possible.
Don't make waves. Yeah. Well, at least there would be a reason. I could lend credence to that being an idiom, because then it actually has a secondary meaning, which doesn't mean what it means. Otherwise, it means exactly what it means. Don't Whoa. Stop making waves.
Or like, we're all going to eat crap.
Yeah, well, as opposed to, like, just if I said, well, don't make waves, like, you get it, you're in the kayak, and there's gators, and Dad says, Dad, don't make waves. That when it actually means, don't make waves, as opposed to something that has a secondary meaning.
Right.
Yeah. Don't make the waves, because you're going to get a mouthful of crap, is entirely different.
Right.
Would not have saw that coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I could lend it, it's idiomatic credence to that. Otherwise, it's just a
idiomatic credence. That should be a t-shirt right there.
Idiomatic credence, Clearwater Revival.
Yeah, so that's the gist of Origins today.
Poop, looking out my back door.
Wow.
I'm bringing it all together.
Coming out my back door.
poop, coming out my back door. There it is. That's the...
That's
idiomatic credence, Clearwater Revival. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
So ridiculous. Well, we should probably... is that the end of the...
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. I'm sorry, I didn't have more.
No, it's a pretty great origin.
Is that all you got?
No, just being mindful of the time. Those are good things. No, because sometimes like... Oh, and then on...
And then also...
And also this. And wait, don't cut me off. Page 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's it. That's the end. The end.
Well, at least it's not like a hilarious joke, but it's got joke quality.
Yeah, I've heard variations of... That joke.
Knock, knock, who's there? Guy who's up to his neck in turds.
Guy who's up to his neck in turds.
Don't make the waves.
All right, should we
do it? In which case, making waves is bad. But yeah, sure.
All right. Well, Riddlink is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question. Requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or words. So, for example, last week with our idiom, leave no stone unturned, we left you with... Don't miss any rocks in your search for this DJ Snake and Lil Jon song. Don't miss any rock in your search for this DJ Snake and Lil Jon song.
I'm gonna go no stone unturned down for what?
That's right.
Turn down for what?
Yeah. So it's not leave no stone unturned. It's not turn down for what. It's leave no stone unturned down for what. And that's how you play Riddlink.
So before we finish,
yeah.
I was thinking, so if we have rogue waves, rogue holes, what's the in-between phase where it's just all jagged?
Or just normal?
Yeah. It's not
normal. It's not rogue at all. It's waves.
It's scoliocean. Yeah. Half crooked. Okay, I've got two prepared.
Wow. I've got two.
Okay. With extended arms, shaking palms toward the audience, goes Chewbacca's captain. With extended arms, shaking palms towards the audience, goes Chewbacca's captain.
What? Okay.
With extended arms, shaking palms towards the audience.
Oh, okay.
Goes Chewbacca's
captain. It's got to be jazz Han Solo?
Yes.
Okay. I just didn't get the word jazz. I'm like, what? With extended arms?
Yeah.
Jazz Han Solo.
Jazz Han like Solo.
Jazz Han Solo. Okay, I got one.
Okay.
This giant wave is how Jane's jungle boyfriend introduces himself.
But you used the word wave, so I don't think it's tidal wave.
What's another word for that?
Yeah. Tsunami Tarzan, you Jane?
Yeah.
Oh, that is awesome.
Tsunami Tarzan.
Okay, good. That's a good... Wave the future.
Okay, go again.
Wave the future. I've got
Give me another one. I'm on a roll.
Ben Stiller dates Cameron Diaz, who are both second cousins to Frodo Baggins.
Do it again.
Ben Stiller dates Cameron Diaz, who are both second cousins to Frodo Baggins.
Is it something about Meriwether?
Oh, I'll give it to you.
What is it?
So I was going with both of them are second cousins. Ben Stiller, Kevin Diaz. So there's something about Mary and Pippin.
Mary, I just couldn't think of the name.
But it's like Mary Brandybuck or something. And there, yeah, that Meriwether thing, there's something in there. Okay. You're on the right track.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't know the actual name.
So. Yep, there's something about Mary and Pippin.
Got it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Which is way, yeah, that would be a different mashup of movies. Yeah, little Lord of the Rings and something about Mary.
Seriously.
Wow. Anyways.
That's funny.
So, Illegitimate Children, we got the fourth and final one coming up, and we would love to hear your input. Reach out to us on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
Perfect. Here it is. You ready for this?
Yep.
Think you'll like it. Tyson's boxing nickname will heat up my food. Tyson's boxing nickname will heat up my food.
And that is 3 minutes gone. That's a good
one.
Right
away,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's a good one. The Illegitimate Children should be able to pick that one up pretty quick.
Beauty.
It's good.
Beauty.
Well, Illegitimate kids, we love you.
We really do.
On the
we
inside.
Don't love any one of you more than the other.
No, we love all the Illegitimate children the same.
That's correct.
And I know your father and I have told you that individually we love you, but there is one of you that we love more than the other. And you just have to figure it out.
We'll just leave that dangling out there.
I'm Skinny.
I'm Jurassic Park.
And these are the Village Idioms.
Let's see if we like this one. Here it comes. Ready? Right here.
That's 3 minutes gone.